from the English Newsroom. I'm Charles Collins. The next conclave will occur on April 18th, and that's just one of the items discussed during the Fourth General Congregation of the Cardinals in Rome, a meeting which was led by the Dean of the College, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger. The date of the conclave was announced during a press conference which occurred earlier today. Philippa Hitchin has more.
The conclave to elect a successor to Pope John Paul II will begin on Monday, April the 18th. The cardinals will meet for Mass in St. Peter's Basilica in the morning, and they'll hold their first meeting and voting sessions in the Sistine Chapel on Monday afternoon.
Nel primo pomeriggio I cardinali entreranno in conclave.
That was the news that Vatican spokesman Joaquin Navarro-Valls released at the press conference on Wednesday to the thousands of accredited journalists covering the events unfolding here in the Vatican. Navarro-Valls also gave some details of Pope John Paul's last testament, which was read out to the cardinals and will be released to the public on Thursday in the original Polish with an official Italian translation.
Se ne è disposta per domani la pubblicazione integrale nella lingua originale polacca e in una traduzione in lingua italiana.
That testament, Navarro-Valls explained, is some 15 pages long and was written by the Pope at many different moments over the past 26 years, beginning during the first year of his pontificate, way back in 1979.
La prima parte del testamento è scritto nel 1979.
122 cardinals from around the world are now here in Rome, and most of those met together in the Vatican on Wednesday morning. They also discussed issues relating to the funeral set for Friday morning, in particular details about the many ecumenical and interfaith delegations that are due to attend. A full list of those delegations should be available from the press office on Thursday. I'm Philippa Hitchin.
Well, the body of Pope John Paul is currently lying in state in St. Peter's Basilica. A line of 1.2 million people is currently winding through the streets of Rome. Some people have been waiting for over 10 hours. Michelle Hoff just got back from this amazing queue and joins us in studio now.
Well, Charles, despite what must seem like an interminable wait, the tide of people slowly pouring towards St. Peter seems quite serene and in good spirits. Heat is a bit of a problem at the moment, but the pilgrims have been protecting themselves with umbrellas, and forklift trucks are ferrying thousands of bottles of mineral water to them. The wait is very long, but as I discovered on talking to people who'd reached St. Peter's Square earlier, it all depends on which direction you've come from. The queues come from two different directions, and they unite on Via della Conciliazione. There are cheers of joy which erupt from the crowds as they are finally allowed through by the police onto Via della Conciliazione, and the pilgrims finally have St. Peter's Basilica within their sights. One queue starts at Piazza Risorgimento and snakes all the way around the streets in that area. However, another queue comes across the Tiber and along the Tiber and across Ponte Principe Amadeo. One person at St. Peter's told me she'd been waiting for 11 hours. She'd started at Piazza Risorgimento at 5 a.m. However, another person ahead of her had only been waiting for 3 hours because he'd come from the direction of the Tiber.
Well, again, thanks a lot, Michelle. Over a million people have been waiting for hours, and right now at 10 p.m. this evening, the city officials will close the line so they can prepare the Basilica for the Pope's funeral at 10 a.m. on Friday. Our next news day update will be at 6:15. I'm Charles Collins.
If you'd like to contact Vatican Radio and leave a message or share your thoughts with us, please call our toll-free number, 800-208-802, or send us an SMS on 335-722-1224. Or send us an email to 105live@vatiradio.va.
State ascoltando 105 Live, la radio vaticana in diretta.